Every part of the Word of God that you obey, you're blessing yourself. You're increasing your finances, you're increasing your health, you're increasing your well-being. So we are Word people. Word people live on the Word of God. The Word of God is life and health to our flesh. Hallelujah.
God's Word contains the prescription for healing, deliverance, and restoration. Join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as she teaches how to do what the Word says and live well.
God is a good God, and He wants you well. Aren't you glad that you know that? It would just be terrible to get up and think that, you know, you didn't know if the Lord was mad at you, or you didn't know if He was going to knock you in the head today, or if He was just so displeased He wouldn't talk to you or hear your prayer. But thank God we know He's good. He's always good. His ears are open to our prayer. He loves us. I'm just blessed this morning. He's so good to us. Let's start out at Proverbs. We're just going to read some scripture and let faith rise up in us, you know. You need to read scripture and you need to say scripture. I've been listening to Charles Capps for a few days here. He says it's not enough to just say it, to just read the healing scriptures, but you need to say the healing scriptures when you're, you know, standing for your own healing. And really, you need to say healing scriptures when you're well. That way you stay well. When you're well and when you're sick. So if you'll say it when you're well, you'll stay well, in Jesus' name. This is Proverbs 3. It's a wonderful verse. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. It just reveals to us some awesome things about the will of God. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandment. That is the key to a well life down here. That's a key to a life where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, a peaceful life. Your heart. Your heart, let your heart keep my commandments. You get into the Word of God until it's not just in your head, but in your heart. It becomes a part of you. And it's what comes up. The Word, if the Word's in there, it'll come out. But if the Word's never been put into your heart through your eyes and your ears, the Bible says it gets down in the midst of the heart. If it's never been put in through the eyes and the ears, it's not there to come out when you need it. So the best thing that we could do is to lead a life where we honor the Word every day. We spend time in it. We feed ourselves with it. We let it, when we read it, when we meditate on it, we let it change our thinking. And this says, forget not my law or my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility, inward and outward, continuing through old age till death, these shall they add to you. Now, I just love this translation, this particular one, because it says you can have this life and peace, inward and outward, all the way through old age, until death. Now, that's just old age until you leave here. What is death for us? It's a departure. We leave our body. And this says that if we'll keep the Word of God in our heart and do and hearken to the commandments, we can have that tranquility, well-being, health and blessing, which would include health and blessing, all the way through old age. You know, some people, when they begin to get older, they just feel like, well, it's time for me to roll up in a ball. No. Hey, start something new. You know, don't quit. If you quit the job you've got, well, retire, well, do something else. Work for the kingdom. Go to work. Be busy about the things of God. Don't quit. You can't listen to the world. The world's crazy. They think when you get 60 or 65, you know, you're just supposed to roll up in a ball somewhere. No, you're not. We live and we're blessed all the way through old age until we depart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So don't quit. And you know, as you do get older, I notice that you do think about it some. And you But just don't receive that. Just say, well, hey, what's the day? I mean, I was just feeling fine until, you know, I got to be whatever it is, and now I'm that age, and you start mentally thinking about going down, and people, you know, that's kind of prevalent thought, that 65, 60, 65, 70's old, you're just getting started. You don't need to slow down. Glory to God. You may not even need to retire. You may need to refire. Hallelujah. So get it through your noodle here that you can live in health through old age till you depart. Glory to God. That is the will of God right here. Through old age till death, these shall they, the word of God, add to you. The commandments and keeping the commandments. If you want to live with your youth renewed, do the word of God. Every part of the word of God that you obey, you're blessing yourself. You're increasing your finances, you're increasing your health, you're increasing your well-being. So we are word people. Word people live on the word of God. The word of God is life and health to our flesh. Hallelujah. We obey the word. The Lord wanted Israel to live, and he wanted them to live a long life. Keith's got some great teaching on longevity. And you get it while you're here. It's so good. But when you find out from the will of God, you're supposed to live a long time. You know, really, when you get to be 50, 60, you're just now figuring out some things. I mean, you know, you're getting smarter all the time. And so the older you get, the wiser you get if you do it right. Amen? Hallelujah. Ask me how I know. And then let's look in that same chapter. Let's look at verse 5 and 8. It says, lean on, here's the key to life, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. Do not rely on your own insight and understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. God has made provision for us through the Lord Jesus Christ, the new birth, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and the revelation of the Word of God to live in victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, the Bible says. Even our faith, even our believing what God says, overcomes the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. That would include every area, financial and everything else. God's got blessing. Now verses, let's look at 16 through 18. Let's look at 18. But the path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous is like the light of dawn and shines more and more brighter and clearer until it reaches full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing and health to all their flesh. The Word of God is life to our flesh. It's healing to our flesh. That's why we need to be taking God's medicine every day. This is the medicine of God, the Word of God. And so you take it when you feel good and you take it when you feel bad. But if you'll take it when you feel good, you don't need it then because you won't be feeling bad. Hallelujah. And if symptoms do try to come on you, what do? Do you just go get in your pajamas and let everybody wait on you? No, you rebuke the devil. You rebuke sickness and disease. You stand on the word of God because healing belongs to you. Keep and guard. Let me read 22 again. For they are life. The words that you keep and do are life to those who find them. Healing and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard. For out of it flow the springs of life. Your heart is the most important thing about your life. Your spirit. This is talking about your spirit man. Keeping your spirit man strong with the Word of God is the most important thing in your life. It'll make everything else work. You say, well, I've got a career. I'm an important person. Well, if you're an important person, you really need the Word of God. It's possible we might couldn't do without you if that, you're that important. So you need the Word of God, whoever you are, important, or if you think I'm not important, you need the Word of God. We have to have God's Word. Now, we've walked it out for a lot of years, and I'm just telling you right now it works. The Word of God works supernatural things in your life. When you hear it, when you do it, when you put it in your ears and in your eyes, and you do what verse 23 says, you keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard, for out of your heart flow the springs of life. Or you could say the forces of life. Your strength that you have right now is coming out of your heart. You can be you can build up your muscles. You could be a muscle builder. But if you don't have a strong heart, you still won't have a strong spirit, I should say. You still won't have a strong and a good life. But a strong spirit, it doeth good like a medicine. Hallelujah. It'll sustain you in the time of trouble. Now, we live in a world, in a crazy mixed up world. There's trouble and darkness, and to me, it looks like darkness is increasing all the time. Weird things, weird people. I think it's because primarily of drugs, and a lot of it is due to things that are on the immorality that's on the internet that people get sucked into. It's just so available, just sitting there in their bedroom or in their living room, and they don't have better sense than to put their eyes on that thing. You don't put your eyes on evil. Whatever you put your eyes and your ears on gets into you. And that's why pornography is so dangerous. People think, well, you know, people, ignorant people that don't know about spiritual law think, well, I'll just check this out. You know, I got a buddy down here. He's all turned on to this. I'll just check this out. No, when you check it out, what do? You put your eyes on it. You put your ears, you let your ears hear it. And what happens? This and this is the way things get into your heart. And what gets into your heart controls you. Whether it's God or the devil, whether it's good or evil, what you put in your eyes gets hold of you. And so that's the reason that people are a lot of them in the shape they are today. I think that's why there's so many child predators and so on. That's the debt. We have to stand against those things. And we have to believe God and cover our children in prayer and stand on the 91st Psalm for our protection and their protection. Thank God for the promises of God that we have for our protection and our well-being. So we can live in the midst of a crazy world and a dark world, but we can't live like that crazy world and dark world if we want to be free. Amen. And so the Word of God, a continual diet of the Word of God will keep you free. You can't go from Sunday to Sunday. You can't go from meeting to meeting. You really need a dose of the Word every day. You just need to put your eyes on the words that come out of God every day and let them go into you and strengthen you and keep your faith strong. That's the way we get healed. That's the way we stay healed. Hallelujah. Let's look at, we've already looked here at Proverbs 4:18. This is the word, let's go to 20, attending to the word and doing, which means submitting to my sayings, keeping them in your sight, in the center of your heart, they will bring about in you a life force that's called faith. The forces of life are in your spirit by the Word of God. They are life to those that find them and healing and health to all their flesh. So even if you're on a medication today for some situation or whatever, if you would just be as faithful to do that as you are medicine, you know, that the doctor gives you, you won't stay sick because it'll go into you. And if you act on it, you believe it, you act on it, you trust in God, God doesn't want us sick. We know that Jesus bore our sicknesses, carried our diseases, and by His stripes we were healed. Hallelujah.
God's best for you is to live in divine health for all of your days. No matter how old you are, child, youth, adult, or senior, His plan is for you to be well and start living long and strong. The God Wants You Well package features three life-changing resources: Live Long and Live Strong, a 6-CD teaching series by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to fully live God's purpose all of your days. Healing Promises, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, is filled with healing scriptures from God's Word. And the CD and booklet, Healing Confessions by Gloria Copeland, will teach you how to declare the healing power of God over your life. The God Wants You Well package helps you discover God's wisdom for long life, His promises for healing, and how to make every day a day worth living. To order the God Wants You Well package by Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $20 and includes Gloria Copeland's faith-building teaching, Live Long, Live Strong, a Healing Promises book, and her Healing Confessions CD and booklet. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
My name is Rachel Odell, and I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. My parents are Ron and Paula Odell, and they met at Oral Roberts University. They later got married, and my mom began teaching, and then my dad began a lifelong career with the Tulsa Police Department.
I hadn't really had any teaching or training on how to do police work as a Christian. But the Lord showed me a scripture. He says, you can call your walls salvation, your gates praise. Wasting, destruction, and violence don't have to be in your district. And as I read that, it says, your officers shall be called peace. And I said, peace officers. And I would go around my district and I would begin to declare God's word. And since probably the early 80s, I haven't had any violent crime in my district. And that's good for me. And it's good for the citizens. You know, I've seen families of officers who have fallen apart, and I just really didn't want to see that happen with our family. And I think over the years we have tried our best to instill within our kids the fact that our faith is not just something we do on Sunday. It's something that is a part of our everyday life.
In July of 2006, I started to feel kind of funny, like, not bad, but not great. And so really for no reason at all, I decided to go in and see my doctor.
And 2 days after we had left to go on this mission trip to Thailand and to China, she had gone in and had an exam. The doctor, our primary care doctor that had treated her since she was little, called her personally.
Hello. And so he got on the phone and he told me that they had found some cells that they were concerned about, and that they looked into it more and they tested them some more, and they found out that they were cancerous. They didn't know how much they had found, but they set up an appointment with a specialist right away.
I mean, we were halfway around the world, and but she didn't freak out. She didn't panic. She told me later, she said, I cried a little bit, but she had some really solid Christian friends, and she thought about, you know, okay, who can I talk to?
I was raised in a family where I knew that God was faithful and I knew to always trust in Him, and ultimately that He is our healer. I went to church on Wednesday night to our normal college age service. At this point, I hadn't told anybody. My parents were still out of town, and I went up front for praise and worship. In the middle of it, our pastor came up on stage and he just started praying. And he walked over and he's like,
you will live and not die.
And he like screams it at me. And I just knew that that was the truth. And And I knew that I was healed. And I knew that no matter what the doctor said, no matter what the prognosis was or the side effects or whatever, like, I knew that I was healed.
So we got back, and a couple days after, she said, of course, you love it when your kids go, "Now, Mom, don't freak out. But I need to tell you, you know, while you were gone, this is what the doctor said. And I have to go see a specialist, but I want you to know I'm healed." I said, "I can agree with that. I can get behind you in that."
I went and saw the specialist, and they did a biopsy and found that there were about 3 to 4 different spots of cancer that they had found. So they decided right away that I had to have surgery, and about a week later, they scheduled a surgery.
We can deal with this. God's still on the throne. He's still our healer, and He's given doctors, you know, knowledge and understanding, and so we're just going to keep hanging on to the Lord.
And the thing is, I'm out there driving my police car, not knowing exactly what's going on. So I get a call from Paula and said, "Well, we just got out of the office." And I could tell from her voice it wasn't good. And I was just kind of praying in the spirit. And the Lord just simply said, "Take no thought." And then He continued and He said, "If you, as Rachel's earthly father, could take her place, you would." And I said, "Absolutely." Well, then He said, "You can't, I can." And I did. And that's all He said.
Like, I always will know that God's the healer. Sometimes we need to use medical resources, but I knew that as soon as that surgery was over, I wasn't going to have to deal with it again. And that's why Jesus went to the cross, is to take my sin and to take my sickness. And that's exactly what was being done.
As I was sitting in the outpatient waiting for the doctor, he said he'd come and talk to us. I couldn't believe all of a sudden I feel someone sit down beside me, and there he was. And I was like, "Wow, that was really quick." And he said, "It was simple." He said, "We took care of the 3 spots. We removed the whatever." He said, "It was nothing." And I was like, "Wow." You know, that's pretty cool. That's awesome. That's the kind of report that you really want to hear. And he said, "As soon as she wakes up, you can take her on home." And he said, "We want to see her in 6 months. And we'll do another biopsy. And if that's clear..." And I'm like, "If that's clear, that it will definitely be clear."
I mean, here I am today, and I'm healed, and I'm strong, and I'm 22 years old now, and I haven't been sick in a very long time.
You know, the Bible says, "Give no place to the devil." And I know that when the word cancer is spoken, it causes a lot of fear. And I believe that the Lord gave us the testimony in advance. He told us up front, "This is your testimony." He gave us His word, "This is your testimony." We stood on that, and because of that, God's word established our situation.
God personally is so interested in us, in our well-being, in our life. He loves us so much. He loves me. He loves our daughter as much as He loves Jesus. How could He not do that kind of a thing for her?
But the thing that is so pure and so simple about this whole thing is that, and the thing that Ken and Gloria teach is that, hey, God loves you, cares about you, and He wants to be a part of your everyday life. And I believe that that is exactly what's taking place. It doesn't matter what comes along, God's going to be a part of that day.
I can say without a shadow of a doubt that I would not be the same person. I don't know that I would be healed today without the foundation that my parents raised me on. And it's been an incredible blessing to my life. And because of it, I really am living the greatest life imaginable. Ever since I was healed, all I wanted to do was tell people about how God healed me, because it was a miracle.
Parents are out of town. Rachel gets this bad report from the doctor. What is a girl to do? Well, if she's a faith girl like Rachel and a girl raised on the Word of God, you will take your stand. She'll take her stand. And that's what Rachel did. She stood on the word of God after she heard the word cancer. She didn't let it stop her. She didn't let it make her panic. She did exactly what her parents had taught her to do from the word of God. And she believed God for her complete healing. You know, when you raise your family up and raise them in the word, it doesn't matter if you're 50 or 60 or 20 or 15 or 5. Faith will work when someone will put it to work, and it will move any mountain out of the way. So whatever you're dealing with today, if you will rise up and say, "Yes, Lord, what you've bought and paid for me to have, I receive." If you will stand and trust in His Word, He can heal your body, and He will. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for Your healing power that is anointing and consuming their bodies right now. Lord, we receive the word that You said, by His stripes we were healed. We receive Your anointing into our bodies. Now, bodies, in the name of Jesus, we command you. You need to agree with me right now. We command you, in Jesus' name, to line up with the word of God. We resist sickness and disease in Jesus' name. And we receive the word of God that says that we are healed. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, God doesn't want you sick, but you have to know what's yours. You have to know what the word says to be able to receive it. Well, we have the God Wants You Well package. Live long, live strong by my mom. Look at her. She's so beautiful, and she's healthy, and she's strong, and she's a woman of the word. Healing confessions. These are the word of God read by my mother from the Amplified Bible, I believe. And healing promises. Now, these are healing scriptures from like 4 different translations, all put together so that you can just read them one right after another and put the word of God in your heart, and it will heal your body. Join us next week as we continue to have Healing School. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You know, none of us have ever had the flu. Not ever. Not ever have we ever had the flu. Our flu shot is still active. It's right here. It's on the 91st Psalm.